Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have increasing clouds, lower 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies in the mid-30s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, looks like cloudy skies. Isolated chances of rain showers in the afternoon. We'll see highs right around 50. For Wednesday night, we'll continue the chance of rain showers, partly cloudy, low at 34. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, cooler temperatures at 48. Right now, it's 32.
Your business is part of your life. Let our agents at Blue Valley Insurance customize an insurance program to help protect the business you've built. We'll get to know you and your company, matching your specific needs with a commercial policy. You can select multiple commercial packages that offer standard property or liability coverage and add other features that provide protection for unforeseen events. We're here to serve you at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A 26-year-old Missouri woman who intentionally drove her vehicle into the Kansas River in Lawrence has pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. The Lawrence Journal-World reports Sharon Dingledine of Columbia, Missouri, entered the pleas yesterday. Prosecutors say Dingledine drove a car into the Kansas River near downtown Lawrence in August in an effort to kill herself and her children. Human remains found in Wichita have been identified as a man who was reported missing more than a year ago. A man hunting in the southern part of the city found the bones last month in South Wichita. Wichita police spokesman Charlie Davidson said yesterday the remains were those of 56-year-old Donald Cook of Wichita. Cook was reported missing back in May of last year. Police say although the investigation is ongoing, the death does not appear to be suspicious. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more.
A judge in Douglas County is weighing the sentence for a man convicted in a fatal shooting outside a Eudora bar. Judge Peggy Kittle was scheduled to sentence 37-year-old Danny Queen on Monday for the death of 32-year-old Bo Hobson, but instead took the matter under advisement. The Lawrence Journal-World reports Queen was convicted August 1st of second-degree murder after Hobson was shot outside the D-Dubs Bar and Grill. A 41-year-old Wichita man has been sentenced to 109 years and 6 months in prison for abusing and killing his girlfriend's 3-year-old son, whose body was found encased in concrete in the garage of a Wichita rental home they had lived in. Stephen Bodine was convicted back in October of first-degree murder and other charges in the 2017 killing of Evan Brewer. He was sentenced yesterday. The boy's mother, Miranda Miller, pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and will be sentenced next month. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Boss Motors in Marysville, proudly serving as your Ford dealer for 80 years. Built tough Ford trucks and cars with innovative design, technology, safety, and performance. Ford offers what customers want most, plus service after the sale. Pre-owned units available too at Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska wildlife officials say a fatal deer illness has been confirmed in Cuyahoga and Valley counties. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission said yesterday that testing done on deer killed by hunters in November showed evidence of the disease. Cuyahoga County is in north-central Nebraska, Valley County in central Nebraska. Chronic wasting disease affects deer and elk and is always fatal. No human cases have ever been recorded. Federal safety regulators are proposing to fine a Northeast Nebraska dairy where an employee was fatally injured. The U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration said in a news release yesterday that Thiel Dairy in Clearwater didn't develop and implement safety programs related to grain bin entry. Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Averett.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved entering contract negotiations with Lloyd Builders of Ottawa, Kansas, as construction manager at risk for a possible jail expansion project. Sheriff Dan Hargrave had interviewed four construction firms and recommended allowing the architect contracted by the county to proceed with entering into contract negotiations in order to determine a bid for the project, which was originally projected at $4 to $4.5 million. The City of Waterville sent a letter to commissioners requesting all of the 2% transient guest tax proceeds from the Weaver Hotel in Waterville be retained by the City of Waterville. No action was taken. Charlie Loisau of Frankfort was present and spoke to a recent proposal by Steve Boyda limiting commissioners to 2 term limits. Loisau suggested 3 terms, since the first is largely a learning period. April Todd was approved for another term representing Marshall County on the Pawnee Mental Health Board. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday following a public hearing regarding a request by Central Valley Ag for a new anhydrous ammonia facility at Washington. That request was approved. Safety issues were brought up, and he was assured the tanks will be 50 feet from the highway, and KDHE will inspect the tanks annually. Department heads met to discuss pay, and commissioners moved forward approving a 4% increase in base pay for county employees, resulting in an additional $93,000 cost annually. The matter of a pay raise draft shared with department heads turned contentious, according to reports from the Washington County News, after the draft proposals were shared with some employees. That created additional confusion and mixed opinions over options for recognition for years of service. The issue of pay is apparently not over, but commissioners were compelled to make a decision before year-end in order to accommodate paperwork deadlines. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday. Contract offers had been accepted by Russell Leertz as the Emergency Management Director and Mixie Vance as Noxious Weed Director, each at an annual salary of $40,020. The meeting was moved to the courtroom in order to accommodate a large crowd of over 50 people, including landowners and others with interest in the wind farm development negotiations. Representatives consented that better communication was needed with the public, and additional open houses may be extended into evening hours. A term sheet is being drafted by NextEra Energy that will address specifics of the project before local officials sign off on final details. One source of contention is setback requirements and ways for non-participating property owners who may have adjacent or nearby property to have a voice in negotiations. Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds property owners first half personal property taxes for 2018 are due Thursday, December 20th. John J. Bauman, age 80, of Odell, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Odell. Interment in the St. Joseph Catholic Cemetery at Beatrice. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8. Rosary at 7 at the Fox Funeral Home in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for John Bauman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed salad, and apple crisp. Tomorrow, taco meat, baked potato, wheat bread, broccoli and cheese, and banana split salad. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With the holidays come guests, get-togethers, family, and friends. How do you accommodate them all? Let Feldkamps help you out. Update your old furnishings with new to gather everyone in comfortably and in style. Visit the showroom to try out sectionals and recliners, sofa sleepers, and pull up a chair at a dining set. Feldkamps has appliances too, refrigerators and freezers and stoves, to make and store all those holiday snacks and meals. In-store financing makes purchasing easy. Make your holidays more comfortable with Feldkamps Furniture in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, quiet weather for today, but it does look like we do have a low pressure system that will move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest as we head into Wednesday and Wednesday night. And our area just going to bring us some cloud cover, maybe a little bit of some rain showers for Wednesday night. Otherwise, behind this cold front, we're going to see some cooler temperatures, but still above average back into the upper 40s with dry weather towards the end of the week. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, increasing clouds, lower 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, chance of rain showers in the afternoon. We'll see highs right around 50. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the slight chance of rain showers, partly cloudy skies, low at 34. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, cooler temperatures in the upper 40s. Thursday night, mostly clear, low of 26. And Friday, mostly sunny skies. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-December, 41. Record high on this date, 72 in 1939. The average low, 22. The record low was 1 below 0 in 1981. Sunset this evening, 5:02. Sunrise in the morning at 7:37. Clear skies ahead of sunrise, 32 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are calm. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 18th of December. KNDY News, time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Got family and friends over for the holidays? Show them your good taste. Show them Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville. Bring them down or go pick it up and bring it back home. They also cater for special events. And Bite Me Barbecue gift cards make great stocking stuffers. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
A gritty win for the Saints and another milestone for Curry. Hi everyone, I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. It wasn't pretty, but the Saints edged the Panthers for a 12-9 win.
Breeze is under center. He's going to get the handoff to Kamara out to the right side. Lots of room. Running towards the front pylon. Walks into the end zone. And the Saints with their first touchdown of the night. 16 yards. Alvin Kamara.
On WLS, the Saints now have a one-game lead over the Rams in the NFC. It's the sixth straight loss for the Panthers. In college basketball, Vanderbilt pulls off an upset against 18th-ranked Arizona State.
Shoulder-high dribble with the left hand. Works off the screen from Cleavon Brown. Now goes back to Cleon. Left side, Saban Lee. Thought about the three. Instead, works it back toward the middle. Back, the backdoor cut. Nice cut. Cleavon Brown with a one-hander in the lane. Very nice.
On the Vanderbilt IMG Sports Network, Saban Lee led the team with 14 points in their first ever win over ASU. Final score, 81-65. This is ABC Sports. In the NBA, Steph Curry hits another career milestone as the Warriors defeat the Grizzlies 110-93.
Iguodala backs up, pulls down a rebound. Got a good box out in the seal that time on Caspi. Takes it, guarded by Caspi, finds Curry, flares up top for three, knocked it down.
On 95.7 The Game, Curry reached the 15,000-point mark. He's the fifth player in Warriors history to do so. The Milwaukee Bucks narrowly beat the Pistons 107-104.
Giannis will get rebound six, bring it up the center of the floor. Giannis driving all the way to the rim, lay it in! What big steps you take, young man!
On WTMJ, the Greek Freak finished the night with 34 points. Rudy Gay led the Spurs in a dominant 123-89 win over the Sixers.
Here comes Rudy the other way after that steal. It's a 3-on-2. Ahead to Bertans. Back to Gay. Slam dunk. Can't do the fast break any better.
On WOAI, Gay led the Spurs with 21 points. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs, Valley Heights at Washington County. Hanover travels to Lynn. Axtell will host Onega. Frankfort entertains Donovan West. Centralia's at Wetmore. Southern tips off at Friend. Marysville Bulldogs are idle Tuesday evening. Valley Heights games at Donovan West, which were postponed Friday, have been rescheduled February 15th. Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue met with President Trump to talk about a second round of trade aid payments to farmers. Perdue had said an announcement was coming out December 3rd, but that date has come and gone. It was first delayed in Washington as they honored the passing of former President George H.W. Bush. Now the delay boils down to a Chinese soybean purchase and Office of Management and Budget Director Mike Mulvaney. Politico saying the OMB director is a longtime critic of foreign policy, so he's pushing back against the idea of a second round of trade assistance for farmers and ranchers. Perdue says OMB and Director Mulvaney, as always, are looking to hold on to money. He said he understands that, but he thinks this is a commitment that the president made, and we hope to have it resolved soon. The first Chinese soybean purchase from the U.S. in 6 months has brought about questions on whether there should even be a second round of trade aid, which could amount to as much as $6 billion. While the soybean purchases is encouraging, agriculture is still being hit by retaliatory tariffs imposed by China, Canada, as well as Mexico. Well, a report in Bloomberg says China is taking even more steps to lessen its trade tensions with the U.S., as China is confirming it will remove retaliatory duties on American automobile imports. It's preparing to restart purchasing American corn as well. The Chinese Finance Ministry says the 25% tariff on automobiles will disappear on the 1st of January. Sources close to the discussions say that China is preparing to purchase at least 3 million metric tons of corn. Now, the White House will delay tariff increases on Chinese goods that were set to be starting on January the 1st. Sources say the corn purchases likely will start as early as next month. Reliable and relevant, BragView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The EPA is picking up where Congress left off in trying to fix a long-standing manure air emissions reporting requirement for livestock operations. Congress had earlier ended court-ordered reporting of manure air emissions as Superfund emergencies as part of a huge spending bill, but that still left a reporting requirement under a second environmental statute separate from the Superfund law. And now, National Pork Producers Council spokesman Dave Warner says the EPA has stepped in.
Well, the latest EPA rule or proposed rule would exempt livestock farmers from reporting emissions from their farms to state and local authorities for first responders, so emergency fire department.
Warner argues that pork producers feel the requirement is impractical and unnecessary since pork farmers don't have the same hazardous chemicals on their farms as industry.
Businesses that use hazardous chemicals. They're supposed to report what they have to state and local emergency response people in case there's a problem. First responders will know what they're dealing with. Well, there's no chemical hazards on a farm. We're talking about emissions from the natural breakdown of manure.
Warner says the pork industry is already working with first responders nationally to see if there is information that would be helpful. Pork producers, the National Milk Producers Federation, and other livestock groups have or will weigh in to support the proposed EPA rule before it's expected to be finalized next year. In other news, the USDA announced the launch of round two of the trade mitigation payments to farmers. The payments are the second installment of trade aid through the Market Facilitation Program that was announced earlier this year as the United States and China were engaged in a trade war. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. The Christmas season is just around the corner. Christmas music fills the air, kids get so excited, people are in a festive mood, and all the decorations are so pretty. It is so easy to get distracted by all the activities that we can forget the real reason for the season. Some 2,000 plus years ago, our Heavenly Father sent His Son to earth to be our Redeemer, as He promised. That's really what it's all about. After all, wise men still seek Him. Now more than ever, we are so blessed to live in a country that we are free to worship our Savior in the church of our choice. We at Schmidt & Sons wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. This is our 52nd year of having the honor to serve you, and we are looking forward to serving you in the years to come. We appreciate your business and friendship throughout the years. We have been blessed through the years, and I hope that you have also. God's blessings on a very Merry Christmas.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Let's talk about pork and China after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
On yesterday's broadcast, I was talking about the bacon vending machine at Ohio State University, which was sponsored by the Ohio Pork Council, part of the checkoff program there. Again, I think it's just brilliant. Anyway, let's continue our conversation about pork and the possibility of increasing pork trade with China. We have seen a little bit of movement begin in soybeans, but what about pork? Let's bring in Mark Feit, F-E-I-G-H-T. He's with International Agribusiness Group. He's been a consultant to the ag industry for almost 30 years, recognized as a leading expert on the global agricultural economy. And what about increasing our pork trade with China, where there seems to be an insatiable appetite for pork?
Yes, I think the short term with the flu issue, we've seen some consumption go away from pork, just a knee-jerk reaction from their consumers. But I think the potential is certainly big in pork. If we want to look at a little bit of pork, what impact it would have to the market, that would be significant. We've already seen really pork prices come up $10 since this swine flu issue started. So I think that potential is something that we can hang our hopes on.
There has been some chatter that the African swine fever in China is much worse than what has been reported.
Yeah, I think this is a really difficult issue to contain, and it's already spread across most of their major hog producing areas. They've got to change some of their cultural issues. I don't think this goes away very quickly.
We've been hearing reports that American pork is already getting to China via Hong Kong.
Well, we saw some sales last week, some pork sales for this year and next year. So we're optimistic that we can start to see a little more business there.
Mark Veit of the International Agribusiness Group. In China, control of the disease is being hindered by the millions of small pig farms and trading practices that involve shipping pigs from farm to farm over distances as great as 1,400 miles. The farm biosecurity practices have been a challenge for them and something that needs to be addressed if they're going to have any chance of stopping it and keeping the entire country's pig population from being affected. And let's hope it is confined to over there and doesn't somehow make it over here. Back after this.
Alliance Insurance would like to take a moment to thank our customers for the continued business and wish you all a safe and happy holiday. Come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance for all your insurance needs. 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393. Happy holidays!
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 32 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs up around 50 again today. A continued stretch of unseasonably mild weather by mid-December standards.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Kansas, Duke, and Tennessee are 1, 2, and 3 in the AP Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll for the second straight week. The Jayhawks earned 56 of 65 first-place votes to stay at number 1. Michigan and Virginia each climbed a spot into the top 5. The number 25, Nebraska, was the only addition to this week's rankings. Reigning national champion Villanova fell out for the second time this season after two straight losses. In case you missed it, late last week, Kansas State running back Alex Barnes announced on Twitter Friday his intentions to forego his senior year and enter the NFL draft. Barnes thanked outgoing coach Bill Snyder and his teammates for making his time in Manhattan so special. On the round ball docket tonight, the Jayhawks squaring off with South Dakota Coyotes tip off at 6 p.m. Tomorrow night at 7, it's WSU and Oral Roberts. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs, Valley Heights at Washington County. Hanover travels to Lynn. Axtell will host Onega. Frankfort entertains Donovan West. Centralia's at Wetmore. Southern tips off at Friend. Marysville Bulldogs are idle Tuesday evening. Valley Heights games at Donovan West, which were postponed Friday, have been rescheduled February 15th. Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
Eggnog that comes in a carton is a poor substitute for the kind made at home, and we will share our favorite family recipe today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Respect your animals, and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 18th, the 352nd day of the year. Baseball icon Ty Cobb and pinup girl Betty Grable were born on this day, and the first performance of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker was staged in 1892 in St. Petersburg, Russia. Traditional eggnog is a mixture of rum, eggs, and milk or cream, but non-alcoholic versions can be just as tasty. Here's one of our favorites. Combine 4 scoops of vanilla ice cream, 3 eggs, and 2 cups of milk or cream. Flavor it with a half cup of sugar and 2 tablespoons each of nutmeg, cinnamon, and vanilla extract. Mix it until smooth in a blender and refrigerate until it's time to serve. You might want to make a double batch, though. It'll disappear quickly. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo.
Sages, leave your contemplations, brighter visions be afar, seek the great desire of nations, ye have seen.
KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have increasing clouds, lower 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies in the mid-30s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, it looks like cloudy skies. Isolated chances of rain showers in the afternoon. We'll see highs right around 50. For Wednesday night, we'll continue the chance of rain showers, partly cloudy, low at 34. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, cooler temperatures at 48. Right now, it's 32.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only. New customers always welcome. Ryan